Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Hello and welcome back. Today's topic is, what do I need to prepare for tax savings at year end? Now, December 31st is coming fast, and there are things that we want to be doing before year end and preparing for. Remember, once the clock ticks to a new year, so many tax saving strategies are thrown out the door. That is why we want to take the time here today to go through what you need to be doing and how to prepare for it. Now, this is actually going to be a two-part series because next week, we're going to be talking about discussing year-end specific strategies, so be sure to check those out. Today, we're just talking about strategies that you want to be thinking about prior to year-end, but they're not specifically only year-end strategies. So much about what we talk about today are things that we preach all year long on the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, on our tax minimization program, and this will really serve as a reminder about those things. The first thing I want to talk about is S-Corporation and some of the year-end things that you want to be thinking about, want to be implementing before year-end if you're taxed as an S-Corporation. There are some things that you need to make sure you're doing. The first one is paying a reasonable salary. As an S-Corp owner, you are required to take a reasonable salary. That's W-2 payroll. So make sure that you're paying, taking a reasonable salary. Make sure you're doing that before year-end because it can be a real pain if we get to tax season. No salary was ran, and we now have to try to go back and make up for that. So if you're an S-Corporation, you have not ran payroll, or you have not ran enough payroll yet, make sure you're taking care of that now, before 12/31. We have an article on that in the show notes. There's going to be a link to a blog post that I'll link to an article that we have on reasonable salary. One also thing to remember is that if you have a SEP IRA or a solo 401k, the numbers for that in an S-Corporation are going to be driven by your payroll number. So if you plan to maximize these or take advantage of these types of retirement accounts, be sure that you're running those numbers now and making sure that you have the right salary and all of those contributions factored into your payroll software before year end, because they're going to play a role in it. The second piece for S-Corps that we want to talk about is self-employed health insurance. If you're operating as an S-Corporation, any health insurance that you pay for yourself as an owner of the company, you need to include on your W-2. Now, you're going to get an expense for that on the business tax return, so you're going to want to make sure you're running those self-employed health insurance premiums through the business. You're going to get an expense for it on the business tax return, but then you're going to include it as income on your W-2, and then you're going to get a final deduction again when you file your personal tax return. So the end result is that you get a tax deduction for it. But with an S-Corporation owner, you need to ensure that those health insurance premiums are included on your W-2 if you want to take full advantage of them. So make sure you contact your payroll provider before year end to ensure that they make that adjustment for self-employed health insurance premiums and making sure that they're included on your W-2. Again, in the show notes, we have an article that kind of dives into this a little bit deeper as well. The last thing for S-Corporations that we want to talk about, just things that you need to do before year end, is implement and finalize an accountable plan. An accountable plan, as we've talked about oftentimes, is just a reimbursement policy and expense reporting system that allows owners and their employees to turn in expense reports for the business to reimburse them in a way that's not taxable income to you or your employees. So we talk about these specifically for S-Corp owners as a way to reimburse yourself for items that are personal and business mix, or items that you paid for personally that are 100% business related, you just accidentally paid for them personally. You need to have an accountable plan in place, and you need to reimburse yourself for these items in order to get that tax deduction on the business side. So if you're an S-Corporation or a C-Corporation and you have not implemented your accountable plan, or you have not reimbursed the items on your accountable plan, make sure you're taking care of that now. You know, some things that we see, some examples that we see on an accountable plan are things like a home office, an automobile that's owned by the employee, not the business, office expenses, travel, meals, cell phone and internet's a big one. We see a lot of those are business and personal mix. But again, an accountable plan is just a way to reimburse yourself for items that you paid for personally that are business related or items that have a business and personal mix. It's a way to reimburse yourself for that business use. So let's revisit those. If you're an S corporation, some things you need to make sure you're doing before year end: paying yourself a reasonable salary, making sure that you add any kind of health insurance that you paid for as a self-employed health insurance, making sure you add that to your W-2, and then making sure that you implement and finalize any kind of reimbursements for an accountable plan. Now let's talk about maximizing your deductions. And remember, when we talk about maximizing deductions, we're not necessarily talking about going out and buying things you don't need, but rather we're talking about how can we move after-tax spending, money that you're already spending, money that you maybe have already spent. How can we move after-tax spending into pre-tax spending? How can we find a business purpose for that spending that we're going to do no matter what and get a business deduction for it? Now, of course, if you need a new business vehicle, if you need new equipment for your business, you can obviously take advantage of the tax code for that. We just don't want you to think that trading a business purchase for a tax deduction or a tax break on something you don't actually need, we don't want you to think that's a good decision. And so that's not what we're talking about. But if you need these items, if you need equipment, if you need a new business vehicle, definitely take advantage of those too, or think about taking advantage of those before year end. Now, we did a whole article called How Can I Maximize Business Deductions and Write-Offs? We put this on our podcast as well. But I wanted to highlight some items just as a reminder, serve as some of these kind of high-end maximizing deduction reminders that I want to send out. The first one is hire your kids or maybe your grandchildren in your business. This is one of the most underutilized tax strategies out there. You get a business deduction for items that you are typically paying for personally anyways. Your child can claim the standard deduction. So any earnings that they have over the standard deduction or underneath the standard deduction would be tax-free. And then any income above the standard deduction would be at the lowest tax bracket. And so we always say you're likely paying for things like basketball camps, entertainment, technology for your children. Why not get a business deduction for these items? Have your kids potentially pay no income taxes on it. That is a win-win situation. So hiring your kids or maybe your grandchildren, or maybe other relatives that you help supporting, but hiring your kids in your business is one of my favorite strategies to go through. And typically we say this starts with the age of 7. And, you know, of course, there's a ton of things we need to make sure we're doing correctly with this strategy. But just a reminder that, hey, if this makes sense for you, if this is something that you might qualify for, let's get after it now. Now, of course, your child needs to be doing actual work for a reasonable rate in your business, and you need to make sure you're having things set up correctly. So make sure you're looking into that if this makes sense for you. The second piece that we want to talk about is establishing or funding your retirement plan. Now, some retirement contributions can be made after year end, but look at your specific plan and contribution types to verify what options are available to you. So establish or fund your retirement plan before year end if that's something that you're interested in. And throughout our podcast, our blog on our website, our tax minimization program, we have a ton of information on various items around maximizing deductions. But I just want to talk about a few more strategies that just to think about, maybe look into if it makes sense to you. The 14-day home rental strategy or Augusta rule. We want to make sure we're taking care of that before year end. If you have business gifts, we want to make sure that we're taking care of those. Corporate board meetings, making sure that we're recording them, have documentation for them. And if there's any kind of reimbursement or rental or anything like that related to it, making sure we're taking care of those. Health strategies. Now, we talk about in different podcasts, an option for those with high medical costs, doing an HRA, or maybe you're hiring your spouse to get a tax deduction for high medical costs. Make sure you're making those reimbursements. Maybe you have a Qcera or some other thing to pay for health costs for your employees. Make sure that you make those reimbursements and get a deduction this year. A health savings account, making sure you have one of those set up and funded. Making sure you're, again, completing any HRA reimbursements if necessary. Make sure you're documenting and taking advantage of the home office deduction. If you have an equipment or a vehicle, make sure you're making those purchases beforehand if it's something you want to take advantage of this year. And make sure you also, for those, make sure you put in service. So a vehicle and equipment, it's one thing to buy it, but then you also have to put it in service. And for a vehicle, that only means driving 1 mile. But what we often see is people will order a vehicle and it's got to get delivered. So they order it December 20th and it comes next February. You don't get a deduction for that in 2022 because it didn't get delivered. You didn't put it in service until after the new year. So many more different things in maximizing deduction items, but those are some of the quick hitting ones. Again, when we look at maximizing deductions in your business, we're not talking about going out and buying things that you don't need. We're taking that spending that you're already doing. Think of it like hiring your kids. You're already paying for basketball camps. You're already paying for things for them. How can we find a business purpose for that spending? Get a business deduction. Our children potentially pay no income taxes. And it's just a shift from after-tax spending into pre-tax spending. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about maximizing deductions. Check out the whole article and podcast episode that we did on those. There'll be a link in the show notes. But one thing, again, a couple of topics we want to talk about or remind you of is hire your kids. Make sure you do that before you rent. Establish or fund your retirement account. Think about the 14-day home rental strategy or the Augusta rule. Make any business gift purchases and things like that. Recording your board meetings and making sure you got the deduction for that. Health strategies, home office, purchasing equipment, all of those items. Those are all things we want to be taking advantage of now before year's end. Finally, we have a few miscellaneous items that I want to ensure that you're taking care of as well before year end. The first one is charitable contributions. Ensure that you're completing any charitable contributions of either cash or maybe even property or goods. Make sure you're completing that and got your receipt for that before 12/31. Remember, in order to take advantage of charitable deductions, you have to be itemizing. So be sure that charitable deduction still makes sense in your situation if maybe you're not itemizing. Oftentimes, we will see taxpayers bunch itemized deductions in 1 year. That basically means that they're going to make a lot of itemized deductions in 1 year to make sure that they qualify for them. They're above the standard deduction. In the next year, they'll take off, and then they'll bunch them again the next year and kind of go through a rotation like that. You may want to consider donating appreciated stock to a charity rather than cash. If you donate stock instead of selling it, you deduct the fair market value of the stock as a charitable contribution, and you don't have to pay any taxes that you would have if you would have sold it. Now, if you take that same stock, sell it, and then donate the proceeds, now you're paying taxes on that gain that you had on that sale. The other thing we want to remind you is to start collecting data for 1099s if you have not already. Remember, in general, if you have contractors or vendors that you paid $600 or more in total to throughout the year, you're going to need to send them a 1099 at year end. And in order to generate a 1099, you're going to need a copy of a W-9 from that contractor or vendor filled out by them. So if you don't have a W-9 on file for contractors or vendors, get it now. Get it before year's end, so that as soon as that clock turns over, you can start preparing those 1099s. If you have a Roth IRA, look into funding a Roth IRA, or potentially look at doing a conversion into a Roth if it's a year that makes sense for you. You may want to look at a backdoor Roth IRA if you're a high income earner, but think about those Roth contributions that you can make. And finally, start collecting documents for tax season. You're going to start to see documents come through here as we get into the new year. So start collecting those documents. The first one's first, get your bookkeeping completed. As a business owner, this is so important. Get your bookkeeping completed, up to date, do the legwork now so that you're not worrying about it during tax season. It's going to be so much easier, less stress for you, and you're going to ensure that you get everything that you need to recorded instead of missing items if you're rushing during tax season. So complete your bookkeeping. If you haven't already, we always recommend doing it on a monthly or quarterly at the latest, continuously updating your bookkeeping. But if you haven't done any of that, do it now. Do it now here before 12/31 so that when tax season comes, that stuff's already done. You're not stressing about it. Start to file various tax documents as you receive them. If you made charitable contributions, record those receipts. Childcare payments, look at how much you're paying, who you're paying, the amounts you've paid them for any kind of childcare, daycare type costs. Make sure you have a record of estimated tax payments that you made. You're going to start to receive 1099s in the mail, mortgage interest statements, real estate taxes paid, recordings, forms for student loan interest and W-2s and all sorts of tax forms. Start to put them on file. Keep record of them so that you can easily hand them over to your accountant when it comes time to prepping them. If you had any medical expenses or high medical expenses, start to keep record of all those and any kind of payroll documents you have as well. Now is the time to do that kind of cleanup as we prepare for that tax season. And finally, save and file your receipts. Put your receipts on file, preferably a digital file, so you have them in a safe place should you need them down the road. You may never need those receipts, but make sure you have them filed right on them, the business purpose, so it's easy to remember. And I also recommend grabbing a copy of all of your bank statements for your business accounts and putting those on file as well, just as backup proof, because sometimes it can be difficult to grab those after the fact. So some miscellaneous items we talked about are charitable contributions. Make sure you're making those. Think about doing a donation of appreciated stock instead of cash, if that makes sense in your scenario. Start collecting W-9s so that when it comes time to send 1099s in, you have all of that information. Think about a Roth IRA and funding that, or doing a conversion or a backdoor Roth IRA, if those make sense to you. And as records and as activity starts to flow through, make sure you put these things on file. And number one, complete your bookkeeping. So as I talked about at the beginning, this should really serve as a reminder of many of the things that we talk about on a regular basis. Next week, we're going to be going and finalizing year-end tax savings discussion. We're going to be finalizing everything with some year-end specific strategies that you want to be thinking about. But take what we've done today, go do your homework, go get things done, and start to get caught up. Again, I just want to summarize what we talked about today to bring it all home. If you're an S corporation, make sure that you're paying a reasonable salary before year end. That reasonable salary needs to be completed before year end. If you're thinking about funding a SEP IRA or a solo 401k, make sure you're factoring that into your salary calculation. If you have self-employed health insurance and you're operating as an S corporation, make sure you're adding that to your W-2. Contact your payroll provider, get those health insurance premiums added to your W-2. Otherwise, you risk the loss of that deduction. And finally, with an S corp, make sure you're implementing and finalizing an accountable plan. If you had any expenses that you paid for personally that are maybe business related or 100% business related, make sure you're reimbursing yourself utilizing an accountable plan before year end. The biggest ones that we see here are home office, automobile, if it's a personal vehicle, cell phone, things like that. Pay a reasonable salary to yourself. Make sure that's completed. Add your self-employed health insurance to your W-2 and implement and complete accountable plan reimbursements. Some year-end maximizing deduction strategies. Hire your kids. Establish or fund a retirement account. Look at things like, how can we maximize our deductions? How can we look at spending that we've already done, and is there a business purpose for that, and find a business expense for it? Look at the Augusta Rule 14-day home rental, making sure you're making those payments. Looking at health strategies, maybe if you have an HRA or an HSA, making sure you're getting those all set up and ready, taking advantage of the home office deduction and things like that. So hopefully this was helpful. Again, we've been talking a lot in the past few months about year-end things you want to be preparing for. This is just the final step in that, and really to serve as a reminder of these are some important items. And guess what? When we wait till after 12/31 hits, it makes it difficult to try to correct or take advantage of a lot of these items. And so that's why we want you to be focusing on it now. Take a little bit of time, do some cleanups that you know, hey, you're walking into a new year prepared, ready, and knowing that this year was the year that you paid the least amount in taxes legally possible. So I want to thank you for listening to another episode. I will see you next week as we finalize everything with year-end tax planning, year-end tax strategies. I will see you guys next week. And again, make this the year that you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.